This is a podcast from policyreview.tv.
The current talk of capping on visas is, what, 27 to 32,000. So you can begin to see how important the visa issue is within the whole postgraduate area, and that's currently under discussion. Although, having looked a few weeks ago at visa applications and how you do them, I think you could get a postgraduate award just for filling the visa form in, because it's extraordinarily difficult. So there are lots of challenges, and there are lots of challenges, I think, which have arisen from Brown, and I would hope that some of them had been considered in the background to that report, but I suspect probably not. But clearly these are the things that I think are on our agenda today, and I'm sure colleagues around the table will have some ideas. We're talking about information. We'll be talking about information needs that institutions get. We'll be talking about the general pattern of change. We're going to be talking about marketing. We're going to be talking about student skills. All the kind of things which ultimately will build up to be this package which might or might not attract undergraduates, mid-career people into postgraduate education. So I trust, given what we've seen from the agenda today, that we'll be able to touch on all those topics and begin to talk through some of the implications of, I think, probably a quite challenging period for the next 5 years in postgraduate education. So if I were to stop now, and we'll move on to the agenda for the day, with those, I think, those sorts of ideas in mind, I'll ask Malcolm McRae to begin the day by sketching out the changing landscape.